Sit back here on the Boston Man Show. Oral Roberts head coach Paul Mills is winner of the Summer League tournament, going to the big dance. Coach Mills, how are things with you guys at Oral Roberts, man?
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously happy about winning a championship. I'm most excited for our guys to experience March Madness. Was counting earlier today. Our staff has been a part of 81 of these games, but your players haven't had. They've never had this experience. So the opportunity, even given the current situation, to allow your guys to experience March Madness is something that they'll remember for the rest of their lives.
And coach, what's good about your team is that, you got split with all your opponents that you played in the tournament. You split with them. So you wasn't scared of them. You knew who they were. So tell us about the experience of playing them early in the year. And a lot, you played two of them really close to each other before you played this tournament here. So you kind of had a look at them already. So tell us about prepping for these guys in that tournament and getting ready for them and not being fair for any of these teams you played.
Yeah, we went in as the fourth seed. But as you mentioned earlier, I mean, we either split with every team in our conference or we swept three teams and then split with the others. We weren't able to play one game on account of COVID. And if we'd have been fortunate enough to win that, we'd have finished second. And so, I mean, given the COVID situation, you just didn't really know where you were going to seed for the tournament. But at the same time, you felt very confident about your opportunity to win it. And as you know, I mean, you just have to think 1-0 and yes. Let's try to get this first one. And then we'll regroup after that. And then we'll try to go 1-0 again. And so we were able to do that 3 games in 3 days. I think the league, the way that it was set up, we were used to playing back to back games. So that wasn't as big a focus in regards to handling fatigue. But, you know, by the time you get to game 3 in a nationally televised game, I almost think you're running on adrenaline and wasn't really too worried about game 3, although I think we ran out of gas there at the end after having a really good first half, not quite so much the second half, but we were able to pull it out in the end. And again, we felt confident going into the tournament.
I'll ask you about that. I saw you guys get that big lead. I'm like, okay, thinking in my head, well, I'm talking to Coach Mills here real soon. Thinking in my head, you guys are, held on that lead. So I talk about that adversity of, you never lost the lead, but it got kind of close there for you guys, and you still pulled it out. So it's about the resolve of your team to deal with that, having that big lead and still getting the job done in the end.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I mean, I watched a little bit of Kansas and Oklahoma last night, and I know Kansas was up 20, and then next thing you know, it's a game. And, I mean, the reality is we were up 45-20 at the half in a conference championship game. And, there's part of you, especially if you're dealing with guys who've never done it before, that are just like, man, this is pretty easy. And you just don't realize the other team is going to be involved.
Yes.
And I knew they weren't going to have two bad halves, and obviously it became a very close basketball game. They battled back and actually tied the game. Fortunately, they never took the lead, but we were able to win it by 3 at the end. But we kind of warned our guys. The reality is that you have to kind of go through it in order to develop the resilience. Yes. There's nothing that we can really do. I mean, it's like a parent dealing with their child is we can't take you away from difficult and hard situations. You're going to have to learn how to deal with these. And when you learn how to deal with these, you're going to build up more resolve and resilience in you. And you're trying to aid them and help them along through the process. But the reality is you're going to have to go through this in order to come out on the other side better because of the experience of it. And so what I admired most was the resilience of our group just to keep battling, staying together, regardless of the circumstances, and then being able to pull out a victory in a conference championship.
Because coach, you all know it's do is win or go home. So they're going heavy at that competitive response is coming. They're going to try to punch back and try to keep it to get chip away faster.
100%.
So, you knew it was coming. You used to think they have an avalanche like that. But the fact you said, your guys stuck together. I never saw your guys wavering in their belief in each other. And I said to myself, when I said, they're still going to win the game. Even when they tied the game, I felt it in my heart because I saw – all game long what your team was about. So I'm like, they'll be okay. And they probably felt the same. They probably was as calm as I was, but I know you probably was like, yeah, these are the guys I coach the ball. My top six men have our backs for the day for sure, especially Max and those guys.
Yeah, I mean, and my wife will sometimes say, how come you don't get nervous at the end of games? Well, for coaches, we kind of know where the ball is going. And we have an idea about who may actually get a shot at the end or who may actually get the play made for them at the end or them being able to make one. And so, I mean, you're just kind of in the moment and you're trying to help your guys as much as possible and put them in a position. And hey, this is the direction we need to go in order to make sure we come out right. And then you just, that level of execution and commitment to one another to do the right thing showed itself. And to being able to punch your ticket in a difficult situation is a pretty cool event because you know on account of the experience, you're going to be a better basketball team.
And I think the night before, the tip-in, we ended up giving them a tip-in, had to help too. That, hey, we could it could have went either way, but we made the play and we won. So I feel like you guys were kind of loose from that too as well. In fact, hey, we could have been done last night, but we're still here today. So we're still good. We can get this thing to tonight and get this job done for real. Finish off the deal here.
Yeah, I mean, and what I was, you know, obviously making a game-winning play to win at the buzzer. And it was the number one play on SportsCenter. And what I was more impressed by is I think good players can prevent distractions. You know, they can really get locked in on what's my mission? What am I trying to do here? And they, in essence, get tunnel vision. And so I don't know how much they actually watch SportsCenter. I didn't see it because I was so locked in on the next opponent. But I thought our guys did a wonderful job of, hey, minimizing distractions. Let's focus in on this next one in order to accomplish what we came here to do.
Most definitely. And I feel like you're right, Coach. When you're on a mission, man, like when you lock in on that mission, man, you don't care about the outside. I know when I played in my day, it was about to get the game. Now, after the game, I have my fun, catch up with you guys, my buddies. But when I'm on game week, I wasn't thinking about nothing but that game because I wanted to perform and, you know, do my thing. So for me, scoring a touchdown was my payoff for the week of hard work, right?
Yeah, so
I wasn't thinking about the noise. So I feel like once you get in that mindset, you're trying to accomplish something, man, you really don't care about the outside noise.
Yeah. You know, my wife often says, has told me several times that can't be true, that when you're watching a game, you really can't pay attention to anything. And I often tell her, I mean, I've been in arenas where there's 100 people and I've been in arenas where there's 55,000 and coach games in both of those. And I can honestly say, I mean, you can hear the background noise, but in regards to your focus and what you're paying attention to, it's really, to a large degree, not that different. I mean, you're just so locked in on that 94 by 50 foot court and what the execution and what you're supposed to do in regards to executing a game plan. You get so locked in on that, you can kind of not pay attention to the peripheral. But I do think it's what makes good players good players.
You got that right. And what I love about your run, Coach, is this. You got confidence from everybody. Everybody chipped in. I know you pretty much played seven guys, pretty much six and a half, if you want to be honest about it. But so you all your guys you played should be big roles. Whether it was one night, it was Kareem, it was Max one night, Francis one night. It was, you know, you had it going from every part of your roster. Off the bench, your man's bombing, making shots. So it's like, Coach, I felt that, like, wow, these guys who are out there doing the thing for a while are really together and got it going on. You had them guys coached up really well, and it was really prepared to play, and they was really committed to what you guys were doing.
Well, I don't make a shot. I don't get a rebound. What you do is you have to have guys that, you know, at the end of the day, they want to play hard because they recognize they have a responsibility to each other in order to do that. And we talk about a lot about our job is to love one another. Well, how do you love somebody else? You give them your best. You don't do it with your mouth or with your words. You just don't say this stuff. You actually have to perform this in actions. Well, how do I show my love to other people? Through your actions. And the way that I demonstrate my actions is I'll give you my best. And I tell our guys a lot, we don't expect you to win every fight. We do expect you to fight every fight, though. And you have to be engaged to whatever we're asked to do in order to honor the other people in the room who are part of this also, in order to best put the team first. And we had guys who were willing to do that.
And coach, how do you kind of balance rest versus rust? I know you want to get a little bit of rest before you hit it, the Indiana this tournament here. So how has that balance been for you guys so far?
Yeah, they're making us report early. We'll actually be in Indianapolis on Saturday, so tomorrow. So we were off Wednesday, we were off Thursday, and then we'll practice today. We'll practice tomorrow, and then we'll be off Sunday, and then Monday we'll find out from the NCAA what our practice times are and where and all of that. And so I think, hey, they've had over the course of the past 5 days, three of them have been off. I think that they'll be rested. There is a balance. I've talked to coaches who won tournament and then 10 days later, my man Matt Driscoll, he just said, you know what? In 10 days, our conditioning dropped. And he said, it's your job as a coach to make sure that doesn't happen. And it's hard given all the distractions, and you want to make sure they're fresh mentally, fresh physically. But at the same time, we have a responsibility to honor the opportunity that's been put in front of us. So we'll get after it today and tomorrow, and then see what who we're actually going to play on Selection Sunday.
Well, Coach Mills, I love Coach Driscoll, as you know from last time we actually chatted. So
Yeah.
I'm happy for you because you're part of that bad family of Baylor, man. That tree is great, man. So I'm definitely cheering for you guys, and I look forward to seeing you down the road on the show, man. And hope to catch you when everything is COVID stuff lets up, man. Meet you up in Houston in your old stomping grounds, man. Have a good time down there,
It
man.
sounds good to me. I'll find any excuse in the world in order to get to Houston. Boss man, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Coach. You be good, be safe, buddy, and be blessed, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right now.